The Child Samuel, Ellen G. White. From Shiloh, Hannah quietly returned to her home at Ramah, leaving the child Samuel to be trained for service in the house of God under the instruction of the high priest. From the earliest dawns of intellect, she had taught her son to love and reverence God and to regard himself as the Lord's. By every familiar object surrounding him, she had sought to lead his thoughts up to the Creator. When separated from her child, the faithful mother's solicitude did not cease. Every day he was the subject of her prayers. Every year she made, with her own hands, a robe of service for him, and as she went up with her husband to worship at Shiloh, she gave the child this reminder of her love. Every fiber of the little garment had been woven with the prayer that he might be pure, noble, and true. She did not ask for her son worldly greatness, but she earnestly pleaded that he might attain that greatness which heaven values, that he might honor God and bless his fellow men. What a reward was Hannah's, and what an encouragement to faithfulness is her example. There are opportunities of inestimable worth, interests infinitely precious, committed to every mother. The humble round of duties which women have come to regard as a wearisome task should be looked upon as a grand and noble work. It is the mother's privilege to bless the world by her influence, and in doing this, she will bring joy to her own heart. She may make straight paths for the feet of her children, through sunshine and shadow, to the glorious heights above. But it is only when she seeks, in her own life, to follow the teachings of Christ that the mother can hope to form the character of her children after the divine pattern. The world teems with corrupting influences. Fashion and custom exert a strong power over the young. If the mother fails in her duty to instruct, guide, and restrain, her children will naturally accept the evil and turn from the good. Let every mother go often to her Savior with the prayer, "Teach us how we shall order the child, and how we shall do unto him." Let her heed the instruction which God has given in His Word, and wisdom will be given her as she shall have need. The child Samuel grew on and was in favor both with the Lord and also with men. Though Samuel's youth was passed at the tabernacle devoted to the worship of God, he was not free from evil influences or sinful example. The sons of Eli feared not God nor honored their father, but Samuel did not seek their company nor follow their evil ways. It was his constant endeavor to become what God would have him. Samuel was placed under the care of Eli, and the loveliness of his character drew out the warm affections of the aged priest. He was generous and helpful, respectful and affectionately obedient. And Eli, pained by the waywardness of his own sons, found rest and comfort and blessing in the presence of his charge. It was a singular thing that between the chief magistrate of the nation and the simple child, so warm an affection should exist. It was not customary for the Levites to enter upon their peculiar services until they were 25 years of age, but Samuel was made an exception to this rule. Young as he was when brought to minister in the tabernacle, he had duties to perform according to his capacity. Every year saw more important trusts committed to him, and while he was yet a child, a linen ephod was placed upon him as a token of his consecration to the work of the sanctuary. Samuel's duties when he first went to Shiloh were very humble and not always pleasant, but they were performed to the best of his ability and with a willing heart. His religion was carried into every duty of life. He regarded himself as God's servant, and his work as God's work. His efforts were accepted because they were prompted by love to God and a sincere desire to do his will. It was thus that Samuel became a co-worker with the Lord of heaven and earth, and God fitted him to accomplish a great work for Israel. If children were taught to regard the humble round of everyday duties as the course marked out for them by the Lord, as a school in which they were to be trained to render faithful and efficient service, how much more pleasant and honorable would their work appear? To perform every duty as unto the Lord throws a charm around the humblest employment, and links the workers on earth with the holy beings who do God's will in heaven.
Success in this life, success in gaining the future life, depends upon a faithful, conscientious attention to the little things. Perfection is seen in the least, no less than in the greatest, of the works of God. The hand that hung the worlds in space is the hand that wrought with delicate skill the lilies of the field. And as God is perfect in his sphere, so we are to be perfect in ours. The symmetrical structure of a strong, beautiful character is built up by individual acts of duty, and faithfulness should characterize our life in the least as well as in the greatest of its details. The youth of our time may become as precious in the sight of God as was Samuel. By faithfully maintaining their Christian integrity, they may exert a strong influence in the work of reform. Such men are needed at this time. God has a work for every one of them. Never did men achieve greater results for God and humanity than may be achieved in this, our day, by those who will be faithful to their God-given trust.